Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to the Fan Evening Show. Jason Mackey here with you. Joel Nelson behind the glass. Talking a lot of Steelers this hour, although we're going to veer off the path a little bit. We're going to have some fun. Joel, you ready for this?
Oh, let's go, Jason.
All right. So we're going to start with some actual sports talk, and then we're going to devolve into something akin to the hodgepodge of nothingness. I've got some ideas, some stray thoughts, some random things that I want to package in a discussion with Joel. But first, I want to talk a little bit about the AFC outlay that the Steelers are facing. And I know it's only 4 games, 5 weeks of the NFL schedule, but it's hard to imagine this breaking better for the Steelers. Sitting there at 3-1, the Ravens and Browns at 1-4, the Bengals at 2-3, the quarterback situations at these other places. I mean, this is just, you can't get much better. And the Steelers, I would argue, have not played their best football, but relatively speaking, they're healthy. I know Jalen Ramsey, Calvin Austin III, probably going to miss the Browns game, not going to be out super long term. So, I mean, they're not completely healthy, but compared to, I don't know, the Baltimore Ravens, they're doing pretty well. And at the same time, I look around the AFC and I see a lot of teams that I don't even know if I'm buying their presence. And here's what I mean. Joel and I are going to get into this shortly. But at 4-1, we're looking at the Bills, the Colts, and the Jaguars. At 3-2, we're looking at the Chargers, the Broncos, and the Patriots. At 2-3, the Chiefs, the Bengals, and the Texans. And 1-4, the Ravens and the Dolphins. So let's start at the top, Joel. It's probably very easy. The first one off the board, the Bills, sitting there at 4-1. They stubbed their toe against the Patriots. I'm not going to write them off. Brian Batko wasn't going to write them off. If anything, I took it as a very strong performance by Drake May on Sunday Night Football. I'm assuming you still have the Bills as a contender.
Oh, without a question, the Buffalo Bills are probably the best team in the AFC, if we're being honest with ourselves right now.
Agreed. All right. The other two, though, are the ones that intrigue me. Are you buying the Colts at this point? Jonathan Taylor looked really good Sunday. Daniel Jones, all of a sudden, has actually found his career in Indianapolis. It looks like the Colts might have something. Are you buying stock in Indianapolis?
I would think so. They're probably going to win the South. I think they're the better, like, you hear about teams playing a 60-minute game. Who's the better 60-minute team? I think they'll end up being the better 17-game team than the Jaguars in that division. So what the Colts are getting from Daniel Jones is what the New York Giants wanted when they took him 8th overall in 2018, I think it was. And he's got some really good weapons and obviously the really good run game, like you mentioned, with Jonathan Taylor, who might win Offensive Player of the Year. Studs on defense as well. Yeah, I would say the Colts are, you know, not like the one of those like blue bloods like the Bills are, and when Kansas City and Baltimore are on their A game. But yeah, Colts are very much more of a contender than pretender right now.
Yep, I'm with you, Joel. I'm with you, man. And I probably a week ago would not have answered that way. They played extremely well on Sunday, and the longer this goes, the more I find myself believing in what the Colts are doing. Do you know they've scored 163 points?
No.
More than anybody.
I mean, they've already had two games where they've scored 40-plus.
I know. They've scored more than anybody else in the NFL other than the Lions.
That is wild. And you know what else? What they have with Daniel Jones and Jonathan Taylor right now is pretty much what the Giants sort of envisioned with when they had Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley.
Whatever happened to that Barkley guy? Is he still in the league? Kicking around somewhere.
He hasn't been the same since.
You're actually right, just not in the ways that Giants fans might want. Are you buying the same stock in the Jaguars? I'm not sure I am, Joel. I know they lost to the Chiefs. I'm not completely sold on the Jaguars.
If this is like 2026 or 2027, I would. I think they're a little bit too young. Remember when the Baltimore Orioles had their breakout season and they won like 100 games?
I do. I think
think that's what this is right now, where you're getting a glimpse of what everything should be, but then it all may come crashing down to earth next season or whatever.
Yeah,
and they're back to square one.
I don't know what the Jaguars' future schedule looks like, but based on what I don't see as much there as I do with the Bills or the Colts. All right, let's look at the 3-2 teams, Joel. I'll start here. The Los Angeles Chargers. I'm not buying it. You lose to the Giants. You're not that good. Their offensive line is banged up. I don't think the Chargers are a bad team, but I don't look at them as any more than a wild card in the AFC.
I'm going to say they are slightly on the, if it's like a seesaw, I would say they're on more of the contending than pretending side.
Okay.
Especially if their running back room was healthy. Harris is done for the year. Hampton just went on IR, so that's a big blow for them.
Yep.
Hopefully he's back after four games. So, but I like what I have seen from the Chargers' wins. Now, they've had losses coming up. Maybe they're back down to earth a little bit. I would say in a 50-50 shot, they're more on the contending side than pretending.
The Chargers' schedule gets a lot tougher. They're in Miami this weekend, but after that, home against Minnesota, at Tennessee, meh. But then you've got the Steelers at home. They're at Jacksonville. You get a little bit of a break against the Raiders. And then you have Philadelphia at home, at Kansas City when Kansas City should theoretically figure it out, at Dallas, home against Houston, and at Denver. That worries me a little bit. I think the Chargers, if they can not get healthy or if their running backs are an issue, health involving both of those things, I don't love it. What about the Denver Broncos, Joel?
Could you imagine if we get Chargers at Broncos week 18 to close out the NFL season and that gets flexed?
That sounds like a Sunday night game.
Sunday
waiting
night
to happen,
football,
Joel.
And you don't need to watch Patrick Mahomes in it. Denver, man, I'm
also a tough schedule.
It's also a 50-50 for me with Denver. They made the playoffs last year with Bo Nix as a rookie quarterback, and they made the playoffs. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and what they did against the Eagles in the fourth quarter was really good, too.
Yeah,
was three pretty boring quarters of football, and then they exploded for, what, 18 in the fourth?
Pretty much. I think we're going to be talking about Denver as a pretender pretty soon. They're facing the two New York teams in their next 2 weeks. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Their next three games are at home. Or, well, they're going to be in London coming up next against the Jets. They should win that game. And then they'll face the Giants and Cowboys at home. I would think they probably win those games as well. I'm 50-50, but they'll probably end up being a contender if they win their next two games.
So I have a slightly controversial take on the next one. I think they're a pretender. I'm talking about the New England Patriots. I think some people may have watched Drake May beat the Bills. That was obviously a big win. But I don't think the Patriots are there yet. I like what they have in Stephon Diggs. I like what they have in Travion Henderson. Ramondre Stevenson, if he could hang on to the football, that would be a big thing. I like what they have long-term with Mike Vrabel. But I don't think that they're ready for prime time quite yet. I could look silly. I could certainly understand somebody saying, look, Stephon Diggs looks reborn in New England. Drake May is legit. And if you look at their schedule, it is like Kleenex level soft. At New Orleans, at Tennessee, Cleveland at home, Falcons at home, at Tampa, that's a tough one. The Jets at home, at Cincinnati, the Giants at home. I mean, that's a lot of opportunities to win football games there. Maybe the Steelers just caught them on a bad week, but what I saw in New England was not a team that I think winds up at the very tip top of the AFC when it's all said and done.
If they were a contender, they would have not had all of those red zone mistakes that they did against the Steelers that day, and we would be talking about them.
And five fumbles.
We would be talking about the Patriots being 4-1 and ahead of the Bills because of the tiebreaker. Yeah, it's too early to say the Patriots are a contender. If they win these next handful of games, that conversation changes. But right now, I mean, outside of Stephon Diggs, they have no other threats in the pass-catching department for the up-and-coming Drake May. And then the run game, Travion Henderson should be more productive and should have more opportunities based on how much of a liability Ramondre Stevenson has come when it comes to carrying the football.
Yeah. All right, let's look at this third tier, Joel, and start with the Kansas City Chiefs. To me, this is an easy one. I'm not counting out the Chiefs at 2-3 until they give me a reason to. It's been a slow start. Andy Reid's teams have overcome slow starts before. The Chiefs, I think, are still feeling out some of their pieces. When they get everybody healthy, when they're clicking, this is still a very good team. I put the Chiefs in a contender category. What about you?
As long as they are treading water with Patrick Mahomes healthy, there's no question about it that they are contender instead of pretender. They've got three home games in a row coming up, and I would think if you take 2 of 3, you're back to at least 500. Maybe the Chargers and Broncos slip up a little bit, but as long as Patrick Mahomes is healthy and they don't have a record that's, you know, four games below 500, these cats are a contender.
All right, last one, and I'm going to group all of these together. I forgot one. The Houston Texans. Do you believe in the Texans? Really good defense. I think C.J. Stroud could be legit. Looked really good on Sunday. Who's it? Nico Collins is their number one receiver. I think the Texans might have something. Maybe not win the division type of contender, but if the Texans found some footing and made it to the playoffs, it would not surprise me.
I think they can reach that too, but I think that ends up being their ceiling. I think one of Indy or Jacksonville has put themselves ahead enough that they're one of those two is going to win the AFC South. I mean, The Texans, obviously, with a thorough beatdown of Baltimore. Same thing with Tennessee, but those teams are, I mean, the Ravens without Lamar Jackson, nothing crazy.
Right.
Tennessee Titans, even with Cam Ward, nothing crazy. Wouldn't exactly call them super impressive wins. And then the three games that preceded those two were three losses. So I can't say the Texans are a contender. They are very much a pretender who has a wild card ceiling.
All right. All right. The reason why I feel like they could be in it, Joel, is their defense. Their defense is very, very good. They've given up just 8 offensive touchdowns. Only the Broncos have allowed fewer, and they've given up just 61 points, the fewest in the NFL. If that can continue. Now, I understand they've played some teams that aren't very good, but this is a very good defense, at least as of now, and I think it could have them in a pretty good place. All right, 3 AFC North rivals and then the Miami Dolphins. I don't see any of them as contenders. The Bengals don't have a quarterback. I don't think the Browns have scored more than 17 points in a game this season. The Ravens are a disaster. I'll talk about that a little bit more in a minute. And the Dolphins just, they don't have the horses right now to make any sort of run and climb out of 1-4. Do you see any of those teams, Joel, as a team that can figure it out and compete in the AFC?
Only Baltimore, and that's it. Once they do get Lamar Jackson, it sounds like he's a long shot to play against the Rams.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to win that. They're going to be a heavy underdog, and they would end up at, what, 1-5 preceding their bye week, I want to say?
Yep.
They would need the Steelers to stumble. They would need the Steelers to stumble and collapse, and Baltimore would need to go on some sort of unbelievable heater, and it's realistic that all of that criteria can happen, and the Ravens would end up leapfrogging the Steelers for the AFC North. Once they get Lamar Jackson back, they got to figure some things out on defense.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.